Hold on.
Here we go.
Let's shoot this scene again.
Good afternoon and welcome. Is this Brian Yeomans of the Brian Yeomans State Farm Agency?
This is.
What are you wearing right now?
Come on, tell us about those khaki pants.
Yes. He's rolling his eyes.
Khaki busted again. I got khakis on.
Of course you do.
I like the State Farm uniform.
That's as it should be. Brian, we're calling you today because we'd like to put you through what we call the Clueless Quiz. And then we're going to talk to you a little bit about the State Farm Agency. Are you ready?
All right.
You ready, Brian? Okay. I'm proud to finally meet you and give you this official Clueless Quiz. You ready? What is your favorite sport?
Hockey.
What a surprise.
That's the right answer.
Are you pudding or Jell-O guy?
Pudding.
French fries or sweet potato fries?
Sweet potato.
All right. Comedy movie. What's your favorite of all time as a go-to?
That hockey theme, I'm going to stay with Slapshot.
Slapshot. Yes. Okay. There you go. Now, Friends or Seinfeld?
Friends, for sure.
All right. Wow.
Must-see TV.
You just said, well.
Must-see TV.
So was Seinfeld, though, Brian. Fast and Furious or the Cannonball Run?
I'd say Cannonball Run.
There we go. Favorite movie director? You had to choose between Scorsese or Spielberg. Who would be your go-to?
Spielberg, for sure.
All right. Talking music now. Live band or DJ?
Live band.
Nice. Yep. What's one of your favorite concerts of all time that pops in your head?
My wife and I had a great time. We went U2 when they were at U.S. Bank. Maybe the first year they were open for business there with the bikes, and had a great time with some family, friends, and awesome experience.
Hello, hello.
Hola. Beatles or the Stones?
Stones.
Now we'll move into a new category here. What would you prefer more? A carefully written email or a handwritten letter?
You know, I'm a little bit old school. I would say the handwritten letter. I think it's kind of coming back as a popular icebreaker versus the canned stale email.
Discount, double check, or liberty, 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 liberty.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Okay.
Ouch. Yeah, I think you know the answer to that one.
Okay.
John. Okay. Sparkling or still water?
Still.
Okay. Denny's or Perkins?
Oh, Perkins for sure. My wife's sitting right next to me. She's got a big smile on her face.
She loves those pigs in a blanket.
When we were dating, it was always, let's go to Perkins. I want to go to Perkins. Perkins, Perkins, Perkins. I get married. And the whole thing falls apart.
Oh.
She won't go to breakfast with me. She hasn't been in a Perkins for like 25 years.
That's a bait and switch.
That's time. Garbage.
It is.
Oh, Melissa.
Shame on you.
Okay, I have one. Jake or Flo?
Jake.
I figured as much. That's right, baby.
Are you a fall or spring person?
Ooh. Is fishing involved?
She can be.
Sure.
I would say fishing, I'd say springtime. Okay. I love you kind of cooped up in the winter months.
Right.
Cold, icy, and then the sun comes out, warms up the water, open water, spring fishing, nothing better.
Do you do ice fishing?
A little bit. You know, my son's got an addiction to fishing.
Well, I wonder where that came from.
Yeah. We've done some ice fishing. Not as much as I once did. I think I've gotten a little smarter as I've gotten a little older. There's a thing called Florida where you can do some open water fishing. But,
a thing called
open water is probably my cup of tea, but done some ice fishing.
To that we say, oh, good for you.
Just discovered Florida. Okay, in that line, Brian, would you go city living or country living?
Well, it depends if I want to be married or not. If I want to be married, I'd say city. If I want to be divorced, I'd say country.
So it depends on the day.
But wait a second. Aren't you going up to Walker right now to build a cabin?
We actually are just leaving, literally as you call for leaving. And I've quickly learned this is going to be kind of a seasonal property.
Okay.
Not a year-round property.
I'm happy that we were able to figure that out.
My wife is a total city girl, loves the city. Like I said, if I want to be married, stay married, city it is.
So you got options.
Careful. She's probably right next to him, and it's probably on speakerphone.
So
yes, she is.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Missy.
So, Brian, you can live anywhere in the world then. Where would you live?
Leech Lake.
Beautiful.
Walker, Minnesota.
All right. Bring it into the holiday season here. What is your favorite out of Christmas and Thanksgiving? Which would you prefer more?
Christmas, for sure. It's, you know, when you've got a couple of children and just to see their face Christmas morning, not to mention there is French silk pie, part of the Christmas celebration.
That's a tiebreaker.
You know, just like you discovered Florida, you know, French silk pie is available every day of the year.
Nothing better than...
No, not at our house. Well, get back to your carrots and like celery sticks.
Move into the country.
Yes!
With fresh supplies. Oh, sorry.
All right. A couple more food things we'll go through. What is your choice? A New York slice or Chicago deep dish?
I would say New York slice.
Okay. It's all you can eat. The Minnesota State Fair or a Michelin star restaurant?
Michelin star restaurant.
Oh, for good
sure.
For you.
Yeah, well, John, you'll be right there. Kevin, you'll be right there with me.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay.
You guys like to eat like I like to eat.
I love to eat.
It has a different effect on our physique, though.
Yeah, you're tall and thin.
Yeah, when we stand next to each other, we look like a 10. You're the one, and I'm...
The game I work with, say, I'm trying to lose some weight. I said, yeah, I'm trying to gain some height. Good luck.
We'll put you on the rack and stretch you.
Yeah. Stretch me out like
Think
Peter
about
Brady.
This. When the three of us get together, we should take a picture. We'll look like a perfect 100. Get it?
Can I be the one?
You come again?
Keep going. We're losing.
You're gonna get into a car here and drive, Brian. So tell me, would you rather drive across the country with someone who never stops talking or someone who doesn't say a word?
Be careful.
You're going to get in a car now. Yeah.
Be careful.
Answer
here.
Carefully.
As I look to my right, look at my beautiful wife. She's on her phone with Facebook. And I just got punched in the arm.
Ouch.
I would say driving with the person who likes to partake in Facebook and internet stuff.
Oh, good. So you can kind of have your own peaceful thoughts.
Yeah.
Perfect. I got one of those, too.
Mm-hmm. There's no wrong or right answer, but just a peek inside your personality. Let's give one more question to you. Who is an inspiration of kindness for you, Brian?
Ooh. Inspiration of kindness. I would say my wife.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
Let me go horse racing. The horse number two, Brian Yeoman's now listed as a gelding in your program. Are you kidding me? This is pathetic.
Okay.
I'm in the car driving with her. She's got a smile on her face.
You could have gone Mother Teresa.
She is one of the nicest people towards anybody at any time.
She reminds
is a me
sweetie.
Of her mother.
Who? Okay, I'll give you that. Exactly I'll give you her way. Mom. I've gotten cross with Missy a couple times.
Careful when you do that too.
But her mom was a saint. There's no question. Her
absolutely.
Dad, absolutely the same.
Yeah.
So,
State Farm Insurance. Your thoughts.
So we've been, you know, pumping you up as this trustworthy, lovely.
That's who he is.
That's what I mean. So he answered his wife. It must be his wife.
Wow.
Oh, I see.
He got credibility going into it.
He's wearing khakis when he travels too. So
he's the real deal.
He takes the job wherever he goes.
Our last guy went with Jesus. Just FYI.
They both can walk on water. It's fine.
It's part of the uniform. Yeah, I know. I kind of been thinking about my office, and I'm just really blessed to have three great team members.
I agree with that.
They've got over 60 years of experience in the insurance industry. A lot of them used to work in claims, underwriting. So we've got kind of the best of both worlds, and obviously they can assist any customer with anything that they have a need for, and I obviously help customers with the same thing or claim situation. Before I was an agent, I was a claims adjuster for 5 years on both the auto and home side, so a lot of experience working with families, and been very blessed.
Good. Question for you, Brian. You know, since you've attached it, you've hitched your wagon to this thing, this Kindness Chronicles, how many more people have you had to hire to take care of all the onslaught of interest from this podcast? No, he just laughs. He just laughed.
No, we cast a big net. There's a fishing term. We cast a very large net here on the Chronicles.
Speak his language.
Yes. You better get a second landline.
Yeah.
No response.
Sure.
Now, it is interesting, though. You decided to build a brand new big cabin right about the time that you were a sponsor.
Right.
You know,
it's almost like you could see the future.
It's almost like,
He knows.
Good for you.
Cats out the bag, you got it.
Good for you,
so
Brian.
So we would just like to say, you're welcome. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Travel that was safely.
Brian Yeoman, State Farm Agency. That's BRIANYOUMANS.com. And you can reach him at 651-455-4385. I did that from memory. Nice. True dat.
Yeah. Impressive.
Way to go.
His inspiration for kindness, Melissa.
As far as we know.
Melissa Larson.
Stay quiet.
Also known as Melissa Yeomans.
Who won't go to Perkins anymore.
Nope.
Melissa, would you go to a Perkins if it was in Door County? There would never be a Perkins in Door County.
She's probably right about that.
Okay. Well, thank you guys,
thank
and
you.
Off we go.